After it disappears forever. And then it's going to be you taking some notes. So your goal is to have that structure and that reading at the very beginning. So if you see here, again, my structure in my head, the reading is about now. Remember, oh, you know what? I got to use the charting method. Let me do that again. This is too ugly. Let's do that again. All right. Here we go. Love the charting method. Okay. The read is, I swear my handwriting is disgusting, is about, and then I'm going to write down the title in black. Choice, support, bias. Okay. And then in my head is my structure again, which is when, and then I got to give a definition of that. This definition, more than likely, you have to find what is easy for you to understand. It says here, people often make decisions by considering advantages and disadvantages of each option. Fuck that. I don't want to write that. I don't care about that. Let's look at, however, after a person selects an option, there is a tendency of that person to blah, 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 choice supported bias. It's still not a really good example. After selecting this, a person will favor that option without being aware of it. There it
Hold
is.
on, this is the structure right here.
The red is the structure in my head. I wrote down the title, which is
No.
right over here in the purple. Okay. And what I just highlighted, I'm looking for a very easy way to figure out how I can present a very easy definition of choice-supported bias. It doesn't even have to be true. You could say whatever the fuck you want. I'm looking for something that's very easy for me to say, which is when a person favors one option over another without being aware. There it is. That's what I wrote down because it's easy for me to understand. There are many different lines. Listen, I'm looking for a specific area in the reading that I could look at and say, oh, I know that one right there. I'm going to use this because it's easy for me to explain.
Correct. Yes, I get that.
So what's going to happen is at the very beginning, I'm going to say the reading is about choice-supported bias, which is when a person favors one option over another and isn't even aware of it. Done. Done. Done.
Okay.
Introduction. There it is.
Okay. So, So the reading is, or the letter is about such and such and such. A little definition.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Got
Okay. And as long, hey, listen. Don't worry too much about the content. I give a fuck about your speaking rate. I give a fuck about your sustained speech. Excuse the fucks. That's all I care about. You could be talking about, I already told you before, motherfucking ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. And baby boy, it's on fire. Okay, you're gonna get a high score. All right. As long as we're at a legitimate testing center, not the Indian scamming ones. Okay. With that being said, now watch me take a little bit of notes, but it's going to be the same thing. So you're probably wondering, Arsenio, what's your structure to go into it? The professor gives example of, now remember, everything in red, I'm not going to write down. Everything in red, I'm not going to write down. Okay. It's what is in my head. That's the structure in my head. Okay. Okay, so here we go. It is time for some note-taking.
I'm going to take notes
Okay.
too. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay.
An example of this from my own life.
Gotcha.
5 or 6 years ago, I was helping a friend of mine decide on a house to buy. He had been in the market to buy a house, and he had it narrowed down to this one house that he was interested in. What he really liked about this house was it had an excellent location. It was in a great place. That was actually in the same part of town where he was working, right up the street from his job. So he wouldn't have far to drive to get to work, which he really liked.
However, the downside of this house was that it was smaller than what he was hoping to buy. He wanted to buy sort of a big house, and this house just wasn't that big. So it was a tough decision. But my friend eventually did decide to buy the house. And a few years after he made the purchase, I remember we were talking about the decision and why he decided to buy the house. He told me, well, of course, it was because of the house's location. He told me how happy he was with the fact that it was so close to his work, how great it was that it was only a few minutes from his job. I said, yes, but what about its size? Do you still think the house is kind of small? And he looked at me kind of surprised. Small? What do you mean small? Like he didn't know what I was talking about. The house's size, a couple of years after buying it, just didn't seem to be on his mind anymore.
All right. Not bad. Okay. What did you write down, Seamus? See, I write down with intent. What did you write down?
I couldn't because the audio was breaking up.
It was breaking up. Okay.
Yeah, I started a friend. He helped a friend to buy a house
Yep.
he liked and the location, and that's it. I
Okay,
couldn't
got
hear anyone.
you. Couldn't hear anything else. Okay. Okay, no problem. Well, here we go. These are my notes, and this is how I will put it all together. The professor
Let's
gives
see.
an example of his friend who, about 5, 6 years ago, was in the market to buy a new house. So, what he really wanted in his house was a great location, you know, and this specific house ended up being in the same area where his job was, too. So it was a win-win situation. However, it was much smaller, and he was actually looking for a bigger house. And again, after carefully deciding and whatnot, it resulted in him just buying the house. Well, nonetheless, about 3 years after that, he was having a conversation about it with his friend, and he asked his friend, okay, well, what do you really like about the house? And his friend went through all the details. But then the professor asked, well, what about its size? You said it was small. And the man looked at him perplexed and said, small? So in the end, he realized that the entire length of the house didn't seem to be on his mind anymore, and it didn't matter. That was the first time I actually said the notes without even looking at him, because
Because you
it was
understood.
easier. It was easier for me. I saw everything here. I saw the conversation in my head, so I could just say it just like normally. And I think that's a very critical point, because a lot of people, like Carla, who got a 25 on her first speaking test, she had a tendency of, what is it? She's like, Arsenio, I can't look at my notes, man. I look at my notes, I get confused. I said, okay, don't look at your notes. She got a 25 on
That
my
happens to
speaking
me.
score and on the test.